Vistas of Heaven, Justice in the Afterlife by Russell Simmons. Introduction to Vistas of Heaven. A journey through the veil, the endless fascination of the afterlife. The concept of life beyond death has captivated humankind for centuries, and with good reason. It touches the deepest parts of our hearts, our fears, and our hopes. After devoting over 39 years to personal research and direct experiences with this profound mystery, I have arrived at an unshakable conviction: there is indeed a life after death. This isn't a conclusion drawn from one or two glimpses into the unknown, but rather a revelation pieced together from countless sources, studies, and personal encounters. Among these, the stories shared by spiritualists and individuals who have returned from the brink of death offer some of the most astonishing, reliable, and vivid insights we have into the afterlife. These voices are like a chorus, each with its own unique melody, yet together they form a symphony of reassurance that death is not the end, but a new beginning. Overcoming the legacy of fear and misunderstanding. The afterlife, while awe-inspiring, has also been clouded in controversy, skepticism, and fear. For far too long, spiritualism and other accounts of paranormal experiences were dismissed, or worse, demonized. Religious institutions, gripped by an overwhelming devil phobia, cast these phenomena as dangerous, even heretical, associating them with black magic or cults. Later, science and academia added their own barriers, dismissing these experiences as mere tricks of the brain or fabrications of overactive imaginations. In a world grounded in the tangible, the afterlife seemed too elusive, too inconvenient for a society demanding proof and precision. And yet, slowly, these walls are starting to come down, thanks to the bravery of those who share their personal accounts and the growing body of research into out-of-body experiences and near-death phenomena. The question of life after death is emerging from the shadows. It is as if humanity is finally ready to reclaim a truth that has been long obscured but never lost. The skeptical lens, the need for an open heart and mind. To those who question or reject the possibility of life beyond the physical, I would say this: skepticism, in and of itself, is not a failing. In fact, a healthy dose of doubt is essential to true understanding. However, when skepticism becomes a wall against exploration, it closes doors that might lead to profound realizations. Many skeptics have approached the afterlife with a materialistic bias, examining the evidence with a mindset already closed to the possibilities beyond our physical senses. They often dismiss the countless documented cases of consciousness seeming to operate outside the body, attributing them instead to neurological or psychological anomalies. But what if they were to look deeper, with a willingness to suspend disbelief? What might they see if they opened their minds and hearts to the possibility that consciousness could extend beyond the boundaries of the physical? The evidence is vast and varied, waiting patiently for those who are brave enough to explore it. Personal proof, a glimpse beyond the curtain. While much of my conviction about the afterlife comes from the extensive research I've conducted, my belief also stems from my own encounters with the unknown. There have been moments, rare but unforgettable, where I felt my consciousness had truly ventured beyond the confines of my physical form. These experiences, though deeply personal, left me with a certainty that consciousness is not bound to the body. It is as if, for a brief time, I was able to peer behind the veil and glimpse the boundless reality waiting on the other side. These encounters have changed me, strengthened my belief, and have become part of the unshakable foundation upon which I base my understanding of life after death. The wealth of evidence, discovering proof in unlikely places. For those willing to dig deeply, the evidence of life beyond death is not hidden, but readily available. It exists in personal accounts, in scientific studies, in recorded experiences, and even in the abilities of those with remarkable spiritual gifts, near-death experiences, NDEs, which can be found in bookstores and on countless websites, offer incredible insights and powerful stories of love, unity, and unbreakable consciousness. They remind us that life is not simply a physical journey, but a continuum that transcends the limits of the body. And then there are voices from beyond. The medium Leslie Flint, through what is known as direct voice mediumship, captured hundreds of paranormal voice recordings that offer a glimpse into realms beyond our own. Listening to these recordings, hearing the voices of those who have crossed over, brings a startling clarity and reality to the concept of life after death. These voices do not speak in abstraction or generality. They speak of places, of people, and of emotions. They describe environments not unlike our own, yet infinitely more vibrant and purposeful. The Leslie Flint recordings are treasures for anyone truly interested in understanding what might await us, revealing not only continuity of consciousness, but also the preservation of individuality, memory, and connection. Embracing the unknown, life after death as a path of wonder. For anyone who seeks to understand life after death, the journey is both humbling and exhilarating. To enter this path requires courage and a willingness to embrace the unknown, to set aside rigid notions of what we think reality should be. What we find along the way may not fit neatly into conventional frameworks, but it will reveal a richness and depth to existence that transcends our wildest dreams. Exploring life after death is not merely about alleviating fears or seeking comfort. It is about awakening to a deeper reality, one that enhances our understanding of life itself. The vista that opens up when we begin to contemplate life beyond death is vast, beautiful, and deeply reassuring. We start to see that our journey does not end, but rather unfolds into realms where growth, learning, and joy continue. We realize that death is not a defeat, but a doorway, an entrance into experiences as real and as rich as those we know here on Earth, perhaps even more so. An invitation to wonder. As we bring this discussion to a close, I offer this book as an invitation, not just to read, but to wonder. To wonder what lies beyond, to wonder what might be possible if we let go of fear and embrace the possibility of a greater existence. Life after death is a subject that each of us will face one day, whether we are ready or not. But with open minds, with the courage to question and the willingness to believe, we can transform our fear into fascination, our dread into discovery. The afterlife is not a myth or a mere hope. It is a frontier waiting to be explored. May this journey bring you comfort, clarity, and the unshakable belief that life, in all its forms, is a gift that never truly ends. Chapter 1. By Understanding Death, We Understand Life. Let's illuminate the essence of life. What lies beyond the veil of death? Is there life after our final breath? These questions are not mere curiosities. They tap into the very core of what it means to be alive. To ponder death is to gain insight into life itself, to step into the vast, often hidden dimensions of existence. What is it like to be dead? How long does the soul persist in the realms beyond, and what determines its experience? Is reincarnation a cosmic law, or do some choose to return while others journey on to unknown realms? These are among the many questions my research seeks to answer. And as with all great inquiries, each answer reveals new questions, drawing us further along the path until we reach the profound threshold of mysticism, a place beyond questions, where we stand in direct realization of the divine truths that pulse through all things. Spiritual exploration is the greatest adventure, for within each of us lies an entire universe of consciousness, woven with limitless possibilities and astonishing revelations. Each person is a living, breathing parallel reality, a unique and unrepeatable moment in time. In my search, I have uncovered an extraordinary wealth of knowledge, books, websites, teachings, and voices that echo across generations, each adding pieces to the puzzle of life after death. This body of wisdom includes insights from astral projection, soul travel, and remote viewing, each offering its own lens into the afterlife and beyond. The tools for these explorations lie not outside of us, but within, waiting patiently for us to turn inward. Meditation, the gateway to higher realities. Meditation, the ancient art of inner stillness, is the foundational tool of spiritual exploration. Through meditation, we access a deeper vision, opening the third eye, a center of consciousness residing within, just above the bridge of the eyebrows. With dedicated practice, this eye opens, and our inner awareness expands beyond the physical senses. For hours at a time, as one meditates on this point, listening for sounds such as the hum of wind, the ringing of bells, or the delicate strumming of a harp, a journey unfolds. It is a journey beyond the physical, beyond the familiar, and into higher realms of consciousness. Here in these subtle realms, the soul finds direct proof of life beyond death. These are not mere imaginings, but experiences as real as any we have in the physical world. Encounters with the divine, a presence of unconditional love, often felt as an embrace by God or Goddess. In these higher realms, we encounter celestial, causal, and astral levels of existence, each with unique energies and wisdom, guiding us away from the cycles of suffering and reincarnation and toward higher, purer planes of being. The ultimate purpose of meditation, therefore, is not simply to calm the mind, but to elevate the soul, to reveal the dimensions where birth and death are but passing shadows in the radiant light of eternal life. The inner path, why meditation is essential. Meditation is not a passive endeavor. It is a dedicated, transformative process requiring immense focus and discipline. To truly discover life beyond death and to feel the touch of God's presence, meditation must become a central practice, a daily journey inward. Every hour devoted to stillness is an investment in our own soul's awakening, peeling back layers of doubt, distraction, and fear to uncover the hidden realms within. Finding God or the truth of our soul is not something we accomplish by following any dogma or creed. It is something each of us must experience firsthand. Meditation leads us to the direct realization of these hidden realms, enabling us to transcend all concepts and intellectual limits. The need for spiritual guidance and preparation. As we begin this journey, we may feel drawn to seek out a guide, a guru, or a master who has traveled these inner realms before us. This guidance can be invaluable, particularly as we encounter obstacles or unfamiliar energies within ourselves. Just as any new endeavor requires knowledge and caution, so too does the spiritual path. It is not merely a mental exercise, but a deeply personal quest that tests and transforms every aspect of our being. Preparation of the body and mind is essential. Proper nutrition, for instance, plays a critical role when undertaking the demands of intense meditation and fasting. The physical body, though temporary, is the vehicle through which we experience and explore the divine, and it must be maintained with care. The journey inward often brings us face to face with the pitfalls of our own minds and emotions, their weaknesses, attachments, and vulnerabilities. These can become stumbling blocks on the path, but with resilience and preparation, we can navigate them. Purity and purpose, cultivating a life fit for the divine. The path to inner realms requires a purity of mind, body, and spirit. Sensual distractions and worldly attachments can hold us captive, pulling us back into the physical and preventing us from ascending to subtler planes of consciousness. Just as a vessel must be clean to hold pure water, so too must we cultivate purity in our lives to hold the divine within us. Every element of our lifestyle, from our thoughts to our actions, from our diets to our relationships, affects our spiritual journey. By aligning these elements with our highest intentions, we create a life that is conducive to profound meditation and spiritual freedom. The challenges of time, energy, and focus. One of the greatest challenges on the path of meditation is the sheer commitment it demands. Meditation is not rest. It is intense, disciplined work that requires sustained energy, time, and mental focus. In a world that is perpetually rushing, it can feel almost impossible to carve out the time needed for deep meditation. This, however, is the paradox of spiritual pursuit. To gain liberation from the temporal world, we must first devote time to cultivating inner peace. In doing so, we reclaim a sacred part of ourselves, one that exists beyond time, untouched by the rush and pressure of the world. Navigating the maze of spiritual paths. In today's world, there are countless spiritual paths, philosophies, and New Age ideas, each promising different keys to enlightenment. This diversity can be overwhelming and, at times, disorienting. How do we know which path will lead us to truth? How do we separate timeless wisdom from distracting noise? The journey to understand life beyond death requires discernment, a quieting of external voices so that we may hear the whisper of the soul. To truly grasp the truth of life after death, we must be willing to strip away our own biases, fears, and intellectual limitations. Knowledge may point the way, but only direct experience grants us the understanding we seek. The answers to the mysteries of existence do not lie in theories or doctrines. They lie in the silent depths of our own consciousness. Discovering the inner universe. The journey inward reveals a profound realization. We are not small, fleeting creatures bound to one life, one identity. We are vast, interconnected beings, capable of touching the eternal. In meditation, we encounter the universe within, a boundless space of love, peace, and insight, far beyond the limits of physical form. This inner universe is more than a metaphor. It is a lived experience, a reality more tangible and enduring than anything found in the outer world. In reaching this space, we discover that death is not an end but a doorway, a gentle transition from one state of being to another. It is here within ourselves that we begin to comprehend the reality of life beyond death. The beauty of this realization is that it is accessible to anyone with the courage to look within.